Pro Circuit Racing, based in Corona, California, and founded in 1978 by Mitch Payton, is known for two things: building high-quality horsepower and winning races. The name Pro Circuit is worldwide recognition that you have bought the best, and we strive to get you the very best products for your bike. From two strokes to four,
engine porting, suspension, and our top-rated exhaust products,
we cover it all. And just one look at teams like Team 2-2 with Chad Reed, Star Racing, Hardin Huntington, and of course our own team consisting of Dean Wilson, Brock Tickle, Blake Baggett, Tyler Rattray, and Darren Durham, we make champions. Last year, our team was the first in American motocross history to sweep the top three in the outdoor motocross series. Visit ProCircuit.com for more info on all the services and products. Pro Circuit, we race.
Justin Barsha, overall winner today, great job. Though maybe if I'm you, I'm wondering what those that 6-point swing in that second moto late in the moto.
Yeah, it was a good day. I was pumped on it. Yeah, second moto was tough on me. You know, I thought I had it, and you know, I was giving it hell all the way to the end, and pushed that front end towards the end when I was trying to get back, and that's pretty much all that wrote. Yeah. But honestly, it was a good day. Made up some good points, and happy with that. Obviously, want to beat the dude straight up, but it's coming for sure.
It was impressive in the second moto. He was you got out to a good lead. He was reeling you in, and you dropped all of a sudden a second. You went down to 211s a bunch of times in a row. Was it mentally? Were you like, hey, he's coming, got to pick it up?
Yeah, seriously. I was just pushing as hard as I could and giving it everything the bike had. And, you know, when he got around me, he always has good lines. So, I don't know, he just somehow he has good lines. And I picked up on a couple, and I thought I was going to catch him back up, and I kind of did. And, like I said, I pushed that front end, and that's it.
He flows well. He goes inside, outside.
Yeah, it's really good. You know, how rough the tracks are, that flow is awesome. And it's something I've been working on, and it's coming along. But
I thought you maybe could have Justin Barsha 2 years ago after he got by you. You could have maybe. No, I'm not saying you should have. You would have, or like I thought I saw a little bit of restraint.
I second-guessed myself. I probably should have, but I didn't. And, you know, I want to win this thing the right way, and I mean, we still have a few more races, so it's a long season. But yeah, I stuck an in on him, and I could have hit him for sure, but I didn't. And you know, he's been pretty aggressive with me this year too, so you know, it's a two-way street.
And as I was talking to Schneike about your mechanic, your tracks are coming up, so you have to be feeling good.
Yeah, Stoke, Southwick, Unadilla, all those up north tracks, so it'll be good. I like those, they're fun, and they usually treat me really good.
Last question. I'm sure you haven't thought about it, or maybe you did. The Roger DeCoster gave an interview this week, said you'd be his pick on a 450, or one of his picks on a 450. Thoughts on that, and did you read it?
I actually didn't see it yet, but that's really awesome for him to say that, and it'd be great if he picked me. I'd be honored to race for the USA. That'd be so sick. So.
All right, man. Good job today, and, yeah, you made us some points. That's the bottom line.
Thank you.